Rusty Quill presents.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wake of Corrosion, Season 4, Episode 5, Home.
This is Chief Engineer George Gilbert of Bunker 812. This is a public broadcast to any survivors out there. Whilst life is difficult within these walls, we're aware of the hardships people still face out there in the dark. This is a message of hope to all those still living in the ashes of the United Kingdom and beyond. We are on a path of salvation. Even the most minor of victories are still worth celebrating. There is hope, survivors. There is a way forward. We're sure of it, now more than ever. Before we continue, please be advised that the content of our broadcast is not suitable for all listeners. Greetings, survivors. We're going to cut straight in and let you know that Ryan should be with us any time now, and hopefully the others won't be far behind. We're keeping a constant lookout. Frankie's posted just at the bunker entrance, concealed by the doorway so as not to attract any unwanted attention. How's it looking out there, Frankie? Any sign of them?
Nothing yet. Really wish we had cameras out here, though, George. It's cold tonight.
You know, I'm more than happy to swap.
No, I shouldn't complain, really. The fresh air is nice. A welcome change.
Well, at least you're getting that benefit. You wouldn't catch me outside without my full suit on just yet, though.
There's nothing that the suit really changes, though. There's nothing in the air out here. We know that.
You know me, Frankie. I don't mind the risk, just so long as precautions
are taken. I know. I wonder if those shadows I saw before are still going through the motions. Makes me sad to think about. I just want them to make it, even if they are already gone.
Unfortunately, they are probably still repeating it. I think they will until this is over. Until the worlds have fully merged. If that's even what they really want. It's tough. I know. Listen, buzz if you see them. Or anything for that matter, alright?
Will do, boss.
Appreciated, Frankie. Speak soon. Survivors, there's a few things I want to try and discuss before they arrive. Firstly, Ol and Lauren, the survivors that Ryan first met when he left A-12. They've safely arrived at the bunker and have been settling in well with our residents. In fact, it seems their arrival has bolstered people's spirits a little. Oh, Jess, I was just saying how much people's mood had changed recently.
I know, right? I've got to be honest, I genuinely thought it was going to be tough. After everything that has happened, and the potential risks we face with having a rift here. But it seems like, now, more than ever, hope is actually prevailing. Any sign of Ryan and the others yet?
Unfortunately not. Still nothing off Roman?
No, I don't like this, George. It felt like we were all so well connected before, but now the silence is difficult to bear. And I can hardly believe that Jim is alive, let alone what Roman tried to do to Elliot. It makes me wonder what could have happened for him to behave so differently all of a sudden, especially after he seemed to be so in control.
That was the other matter I wished to discuss. We know that, for some time now, Roman has been fighting with an entity that seems to have entwined itself with him. We also know that he's gradually been regaining control. However, the last time we saw him, before he had become completely consumed by it, was when he took Jackson away for trying to kill Elliot. Is it possible that somehow Jackson, most likely with the help of Amara, manipulated Roman or somehow empowered the entity inside of him to control his actions? I mean, you can see why, given the control he has over those things. He's a powerful asset.
He's also a real person, George. Elliot's brother. That's what pulled him back out of it.
I know. It's just not how I meant it. I was just trying to see if I could see it from their point of view.
Sorry, it's just speculation frustrates me.
It's all we have.
I really hope that will change soon. There was something that Jim said about the rift that swallowed him and then spat him back out.
Sounded like a nightmare.
Yeah, but in that, there was still something good. He actually felt good. He used words like sweet and comforting. I've never heard anyone speak about anything out here like that. Especially not something that's linked to all of this.
You're right. I suppose we'll have to investigate it further when he arrives. Question him, I mean. I do wonder, though, why they've not been in touch again.
Patchy signal, I guess. Ryan experienced the same shortly after he left. Kinda gives me hope that they're close by, though. What's the plan once they get here?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Rest? Recover? Plan from there, I'd say.
One day this will end, George. One day.
One way or another, I suppose it will.
George, come in.
Read you, Frankie.
Got some van lights approaching down the road. Could be Ryan. I'm going to head to the gates and get ready to open them for him.
I'll go get suited up. Be mindful still, though, Frankie. Just until we're certain.
Affirmative.
All right. Jess, you mind the broadcast. Fingers crossed we'll be getting our Ryan back safe shortly.
Best of luck out there, George. And don't forget, Claire's children should be with Ryan. Remember that. How's it looking out there, Frankie?
I'm just by the gates. I heard something out in the woods. It must be that creature Claire and the brothers encountered. I really hope it hasn't spotted the van, but I don't really see how it hasn't at this point.
Oh, God. Do you think it'll be able to get through the fence around the bunker?
It's only wire. It's not even barbed. Oh, this isn't good. Wait. Oh God, it's in the road. I can see it in the headlights of the van. That thing is huge. It's not stopping. The van's not stopping. Oh God, Jess, I think it's trying to hit it. Oh God. Oh God. They killed it. I think. There's no movement. The van's completely stopped. Shit. I need to wait for George.
Frankie, Claire's children could be in there.
Or it could be Amara. Or anyone. Plus, that creature might still be alive.
I don't like this. Not one bit.
It's all right. I can see George on his way. I'm just getting the gate.
What the hell's going on, Frankie?
The van drove straight into the creature in the woods. Come on, we gotta go take a look.
God damn it. This is less than ideal.
Can you hear that? It must be the kids.
Right, double time. Pass me that. You go round back. I'll get Ryan. Ryan! Ryan, can you hear me? Damn it. Frankie, I think he's unconscious. God, no. 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 Ryan! Ryan! Can you hear me? Jess, prep the med room. Ryan's wounded. Badly. Shit. Damn it! Frankie! You got a blade on you.
One second. Is it urgent?
Yes. Yes. Ryan's stuck otherwise. He's been impaled.
Just one moment, guys. I've got to help my friend by about 2 seconds.
Come on, come on!
Here. Oh, God. Ryan.
He's unconscious. Cut that arm, leg, whatever the hell that is. It's already broken, just by the window. Can you see? Right, cut it there. Then we'll drag him out. I'll keep the pressure on the wound.
Got it. Oh, God, this is hideous. Ooh. All right, got it. Why did he do this?
I don't know. To save the kids? All of us, maybe? Right. I'll take it from here, Frankie. You sort the little ones out.
All right. You sure?
Yes.
Come on now, guys. Get you inside.
I thought you might need this.
Lauren, what are you... Oh, Jesus, yes. Brilliant. I'll get the clips. You get the straps.
I think it'll be all right.
I really don't know. But the quicker we get him in, the better. Right. 3, 2, 1. All right. Keep it nice and steady. The more that thing moves, the more damage it's going to do to him.
Med room's prepped. Ready when you are.
Copy that. Over.
Survivors, I want to tell you that Ryan is all right. I want to tell you that he's going to be all right. But I just can't. We just don't know right now. Taylor is the unofficial doctor of A12. They're with him. They've got a couple of people helping out. Ex-nurses, advanced first aiders. But honestly, given the lack of facilities here, I really don't know how much they're going to be able to help him. I guess we'll just have to wait. I'm just so glad that Lauren thought so quickly about heading out there with a stretcher. I didn't even realize we had one. Admittedly, I'm a little ashamed I didn't think of it myself, but...
A12, come in, over.
Elliot, we read you. Loud and clear.
Jess, please, tell me Ryan is in there with you.
Wait, are you outside? I mean, yes, sorry, he's here. The kids, too. I take it you're by the van?
What in the hell happened down here? There's blood all over the driver's seat.
Are they okay? Are they all okay?
Yeah, yes, well, sort of. The kids are fine. Look, just come inside, quick.
Okay, yeah, got it. Everyone back in. Come on, let's go.
You're not being followed, are you?
Don't seem that way.
Be with you shortly.
Okay, I'll get George to unlock the door. Knock when you're outside.
Got it.
Survivors, I'm going to cut the broadcast here for now. There's a lot going on, and with Ryan in such a critical condition, well, I just wanted to update you before I left. Be safe out there, friends.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more news and updates, follow us on social media @Wake of Corrosion. You can also support the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/wakeofcorrosion. Joining at any tier will get you access to all future episodes 1 week early. Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington and is part of the Rusty Quill Network, with voice acting from Sean Pellington as Elliot, Adele Cliff as Jess, Sarah Turner as Lauren, Jess Syrett as Frankie, Phil Jankowskis as George, David Ault as Sebastian, Harlan Guthrie as Jim. Intro theme, Phantasm, and outro theme, Shadowlands 5 Antechamber, were created by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces are reduced from their originals with fade-out effects, character voiceover, and radio static effects. Morse code SFX from morsecode.world, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips. Full credits and transcripts can be found at wakeofcorrosion.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't wander in the dark.
As always, here's a shout out to our generous Patreon subscribers who have helped make this show what it is today. AI Munagatari, James, Andrew, David, Mandy, Tatiana, Brandy, Sai, MechG, Karen, Eileen, Christy, Martina, KM, Paul, and Twiglets. Thank you all so much.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.